this International Literacy Day, I thought I'd invite back delightful early childhood education specialist Lillianne Kriegler. Lillianne joins me to share some tips on inspiring the children in your life to develop a love of reading. Hi there, Lillianne. Great to have you with us again.
Thank you, Jenny, and it's lovely to be with you.
What do you think is the number one thing that really inspires kids to read?
I believe it's enjoying reading. It's just loving it. At the base of it, you just want them to have the best fun ever while we read with them.
How do you make something fun, or how do you find the right book that is fun for the child in your life?
The one thing about reading, especially for very young children, is that language is a bit like music. There's a rhythm in music and a sound, but there's also the lyrics. So when children are very young, what they might even be listening to is not the meaning of the words, but it's the rhythm of the language, the cadence, and they're listening to your gesture and they're getting a sense that it's valuable. And then once they've got past that, the cadence part of it, that's when they start to understand what the words might mean. So there's two different things, but we want them to develop the understanding of both and to almost get a pattern of their language. And the very early reading starts to imprint that.
Now, images are also fun in picture books, but they also, there's value of having them in accompanying the words, right, when it comes to literacy?
That's right. Illustrations are very much part of picture book structure. And the pictures carry their own meaning. You'll often see pictures that are in almost a cartoon frame. So what children need to learn is that there's a development of sequence or time in those pictures. Or if there's something in the foreground or in the background, they have to know spatially where that is. There's a meaning for someone who's thinking something, because the speech bubble's got those little circles, not a spoken speech bubble. Plus, there's often a lot of verbal information. There might be a sign, keep off the grass or something like that. And so the pictures work with the text to help the reader to understand what's going on. And sometimes even in the pictures, there are these mini narratives that are going on in the background. I was reading a book the other day with some very young children, and there were these beautiful budgerigars, cute little things, and they, on each page they'd be somewhere else, and there were these cats also somewhere else, and so they were telling their own story, and it tunes children into the detail and also to interpret, what's going on from body movement, facial expression and action, as well as what's in the text.
Author of Edu Chameleon, Lillianne Kriegler, with me. We're talking about how to instill in children a love of reading. And it's one thing to say, I wonder what will happen next when you're reading a children's book with the little ones in your life. But I hear that if you highlight structural elements of the story, it can really help children understand how stories actually work.
Yes, that's right. And we don't have to do this in a heavy-handed way. It should be really, really conversational. So you might just say, oh, I wonder what's going to happen next in the plot. So you're introducing that word, or, when it's the setting, you might say, oh, do you remember when we went to Grandpa's farm? And so you'll then say, the setting in this book is a farm. And when you talk about that farm, you're going back into the child's prior knowledge and their understanding of where they've been and what their experience is. And plus, you're getting them to visualize and connect what's in the story with their own experience. And for me, books and reading are all about connection and connecting yourself with the world and predicting what might happen in the future based on what you can understand. You can introduce setting and character and plot and those ideas, but very, very low key with young children. But it will be beneficial when they later on hear stories that grow more complex, or when the pictures disappear, they can still be alert to things like, what we spoke about in the pictures, the expression on someone's face or their body language. Or think about, I remember when I read that book, we spoke about the setting or where this thing happened, and we spoke about plot, what happens next or what happened before. So those structural elements are really very important, But, I don't want us to make that the key part of the story. The idea is just to enjoy the story.
Yeah, and then I suppose not only it's about literacy, but also about being able to understand information and say it back, which is a super important skill for young people.
Yeah, not only in stories, I think all the time we're hearing so much information, so we have to compare what we heard from one person and what we heard from another, and then evaluate, make up our own minds. It's a very, very important skill. Listening to who's saying it, where does it come from, how much we trust it, etc. So there are lots and lots of skills that we develop from reading that we can use in day-to-day life. It's very important. I mean, the whole idea of International Literacy Day is to remind us of the importance of literacy as pretty much a matter of our dignity and our human rights. And there's so many people who don't have those skills in the world. Apparently, as many as 773 million young people and adults don't have it. And of that, two-thirds of those are young girls and women who don't have these literacy skills. So it is a really important topic, and it's very close to my heart.
Well, really lovely to have you on the program, Lillianne Kriegler. Thanks for your time.
It's such a joy. Thank you so much, and enjoy International Literacy Day.